Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I know in my heart of hearts that I did my duty under the Constitution, that irrespective of what President Trump has said for the last 2.5 years.
Former Vice President Mike Pence weighed in on the latest federal indictments against former President Donald Trump Wednesday, saying Trump was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers who claimed Pence had the right to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Pence says he was unaware of efforts at the time to secure fake electors in states across the country. Trump is expected in federal court in Washington, D.C. today. A former Republican state attorney general candidate and former Republican state representative from Michigan have been charged in connection with efforts to tamper with voting machines after the 2020 election. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson tells CNN attempts to tamper with voting machines are efforts to disrupt democracy.
I think we've seen on every level a lot of evidence that this is a nationally coordinated effort.
Prosecutors say people breached election systems in Michigan, Georgia, and Colorado. U.S. Capitol Police say more than 200 officers responded to what they are now calling a bad 911 call of an active shooter in the Hart Senate building Wednesday. No evidence of a shooter was found. Both the House and Senate are currently in recess. For the first time in 15 years, Wisconsin Democrats are celebrating liberal control of the state Supreme Court following the swearing-in of Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, Wisconsin, guess what? We did it! We did it!
Protasiewicz called Republican-drawn legislative maps rigged. A lawsuit asking the court to rule the maps as unconstitutional has already been filed by law firms and voting rights groups. A group of parents and faith leaders in Oklahoma have filed a lawsuit to prevent the state's support of what would be the nation's first religious public charter school. The Reverend Lori Walke of Oklahoma City tells Fox News state funding of the school would be an assault on the separation of church and state.
The school choice movement is really rooted in completely defunding and dismantling our public school system, and that is a threat to us all.
The school was approved by a state charter school board last month, despite the state's Republican attorney general warning it would violate the state's constitution. The federal jury in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting trial has voted unanimously for the gunman to be sentenced to death. 11 people were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in October 2018. And lawmakers say they are shocked following a move by market agency Fitch Ratings to downgrade the United States debt rating despite strong economic indicators. The agency cited erosion of governance for the downgrade as well as the debt ceiling debate. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.